This is Logan.
And Ludo.
Welcome to this week's Witchy Rundown.
We will be your hosts for this week.
Today we will start with Eva and Desmond with this week's cooking.
Hi, this is Desmond, and this week I'm doing cooking. This week I'm talking about baked potatoes. Baked potatoes are a good meal because there are so many variations of them. It could be full of meat or could be completely vegan. The ingredients you need to make a baked potato are a potato, one teaspoon of garlic, a spring onion, a rasher of bacon, which is optional, one tablespoon of sour cream, olive oil, a handful of tasty cheese, salt and pepper, and 150 grams of butter. You could also put many other meats like bolognese instead of bacon. Now for the recipe. First, preheat the oven to 200 degrees, then spoon out the flesh into a bowl and make sure there's enough flesh to hold the potato together. After that, dice up the spring onion and bacon, then add oil to a pan, then fry up the bacon. After, add garlic, sour cream, the spring onion, butter, and any spices or herbs into the bowl with the flesh, and then add all the ingredients that are in the bowl into the spooned out potato. After that, grab a baking tray and put the potatoes in the oven for 20 minutes, then let them cool down and put salt and pepper on them, and then you can eat. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week for the Witchy Rundown.
Sports for this week.
This week on Mitchell and Kelly's Weekly Sports Review, we'll first be covering the NCD Triathlon. All the individual participants are Max, Angus, Darcy, Dane, Leyland, Savannah, Libby, Lana, Adele, Haley, Priya and Eva.
Coming up this long weekend is Witchy Proof's annual tennis tournament. People of all skill and age can come down and play. Just register on the www.witchyprooftennisclub.com.au/tournament. There will be food, prizes, trophies and more. So come along to our amazing tournament.
Next Tuesday is the LMR swimming up at Swan Hill. We have two individual swimmers and four relay teams into a race, and hopefully we'll come away with a win. Thank you for listening this week on Mitchell and Kelly's Weekly Sports Review, and stay tuned next week to hear the results of the triathlon and the LMR swimming.
This is Harlan and Janet interviewing student leaders about how they feel about their leadership position. We'll be interviewing Chevy, one of the 5-6 class captains.
Why do you think leaders are important?
Because it's good for leaders to answer your questions.
Do you like being class captain and why?
I like being class captain because I like the SRC meetings to eat the food there.
What is your job as the class captain?
To represent my class by going to meetings and excursions.
What are your responsibilities as class captain?
To not be silly and to represent or be a role model to the kids below.
Now we will be asking Finbar some questions. What's your favourite subject and why?
My favourite subject is PE because I like to play sports.
What's it like being in an SRC meeting?
It feels nice because you get to eat pizza, chips and you get a freedom of speech.
This was our report on Witchy Proof's leadership positions.
Zeke and James will join us now with game reviews.
Hello and welcome back to the Gamer Gods. Let's hear what games we're hearing about today. What game are you going to tell us about this week, James?
I'm going to tell you something a little bit different this week. I am going to tell you about chess.
It's not a video game this week?
It's not a video game, but you can still play it on computer or phone.
Cool, tell me about it.
There are 6 different types of pieces. There are 8 pawns, 2 knights, 2 bishops, 2 rooks, 1 queen, and 1 king. You take turns moving your pieces and trying to take the other pieces. To win chess, you want the other player's king to not able to get away when you attack it. That is called checkmate. It's a good idea to take other pieces to make it easier to win.
I'm pretty good at chess myself. Why do you like it?
I like playing chess because I can outsmart them and win the game. I like playing chess out in the library against my friends too.
I want to verse you in chess now. Maybe we'll have to play off before next week.
All right, I'll beat you. What game are you playing this week?
I'm going to destroy you. This week I'm playing a game that came out last year, but is the current version of it. It is called FC24.
What is it about? I never play it before.
It is a game where you're a soccer player and you get to play in a professional soccer team. You could choose any nationality and there will be multiple teams for you to choose from that nation. It used to be called FIFA, but they had to change the name of the game because EA Sports lost FIFA rights, so they can't call it that anymore.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about the game?
There is a whole lot more, like ranked play, ultimate team, Volta football, and you can also play with your friends online and in person.
That sounds like fun. Who should play this game?
People who are in love with soccer or any ball sport. I would recommend this game to them and anyone who has maybe played old FIFA games or love watching the FIFA World Cup.
Cool, maybe I'll have to verse you sometime.
That's it from the Game of Gods this week. See you next time.
And to wrap things up, we will now have Morgan and Priya with the Week in Review.
This is Priya and Morgan, and we're back to give you the upcoming events.
You get a good sleep in because this coming Monday there's a pupil free day, so no school. Also this weekend is the Witchy Proof Labor Day Tennis Tournament. It is the whole weekend, so make sure you're ready to play your best. Even if you're not playing, support is never unwanted.
Lots of festivals still to come. On Friday the 8th, Donald is holding a historic festival.
Also on the long weekend is the Mallee Heart Festival in Birchip. People from all across the state will be coming to Birchip to experience the hospitality and activities on offer.
There will also be food trucks, market stalls, and the Battle of the Bands will be held.
On the 10th of March, Witchy Proof will have its annual Show and Shine, hosted at the Football Oval.
So make the most of everything on offer and try something new.
Thanks for joining us with this week's Witchy Rundown. Goodbye.